USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A coronavirus emergency spending bill is heading to President Trump's desk after final passage by the Senate.
On this vote, the yeas are 96, the nays are 1. The 60-vote threshold having been achieved, the bill is passed.
Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul was the one no vote. He was hoping to use foreign aid accounts to offset the billions in coronavirus spending. Trump administration officials are telling Congress that early efforts to suspend travel out of China help slow the spread of the coronavirus in the United States. Speaking before the Senate Homeland Security Committee, Acting DHS Secretary Ken Cuccinelli made it clear that no such action can fully stop the spread of the virus.
All of these steps reduce and delay. They do not stop. We've never suggested we were capable of doing that. And viruses don't care about boundaries.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. rootwall.com.
Senator Elizabeth Warren is dropping out of the presidential race. Speaking with reporters outside her Massachusetts home, she announced she will not be endorsing a candidate as of right now. A former head of the United Auto Workers Union has been charged by federal prosecutors. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Gary Jones is accused of taking $1 million from the union, and he is expected to plead guilty to those charges. He's the highest-ranking official of the UAW to be charged in a federal probe that began several years ago. A total of 13 people have already been convicted of crimes in the investigation. Prosecutors say bank records and the cooperation from Jones and former aides uncovered the scam in which he took money to spend for personal use, including luxury vacations, private villas, liquor, and golf. Jones could face up to 10 years behind bars. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says he just realized this weekend our clocks spring forward, and he's not too happy about losing an hour of sleep.
It makes no sense. There's no reason to keep doing it. It's time to go permanent daylight savings and end this once and for all. We have a bill to do that. Let's see if we can get it done this year. This is stupid.
In a Twitter video, Rubio says the bill hasn't moved on Capitol Hill, so he wants Americans to call their members of Congress. Rubio continues,
I'm not looking forward to Sunday. We're going to lose an hour of sleep. Everybody's going to be upset.
President Trump plans to visit tornado-ravaged Tennessee on Friday. Governor Bill Lee says the administration is helping his state recover as best they can already. And according to country star Big Kenny, Tennesseans are strong and will rebuild.
You know, from two nights ago, being woke up early in the morning to today and seeing the ongoing efforts of everybody just trying to get their lives back in order, it's just one of those things that reminds you how important community is and how much we can all do when we come together to try to help our neighbors. It's always awesome to see the strong outpouring of support in this community and from so many communities outside of here. I mean, there's a lot of people in this country that have a relationship to Music City, USA, and by golly, we're going to keep the music playing.
Big Kenny speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.